Good morning and welcome to the Kirkside Cafe with Chuck Meether. It is a rainy, soggy Friday morning, but good to have you with us. Stay warm and cozy wherever you are as we drink our coffee and read the Heidelberg Catechism together. Lord's Day 36, question answer number 99. What is required in the third commandment? That we must not by cursing or by false swearing, nor yet by unnecessary oaths, profane or abuse the name of God, nor even by our silence and connivance be partakers of these horrible sins in others, and in summary, that we use the holy name of God in no other way than with fear and reverence, so that he may be rightly confessed and worshipped by us and be glorified in all our words and works. And we have some scripture to go with this, obviously. Matthew 7:37, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, for whatever is more than this is from the evil one. Leviticus 19:12, and you shall never swear by my name falsely, nor shall you profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. James 5:12, but above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. And then two more, one from Colossians 3:16-17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. This encompasses a lot of things. We see often the name of God misused in the OMG speak, and we summarily ignore it because it is very difficult to confront somebody who profanes the name of God. But should the situation permit, when you do contest somebody who misuses God's name, what you're also doing, think of it this way, is protecting that person from his or her own condemnation. Because like other sins, that sin is not going to be dismissed. Casual speak, which profanes the name of God, which is irreverent, will never, never get a pass. Likewise, we need to be careful, even as those who claim to serve Christ and profess his name, that we don't swear inappropriately and make unnecessary oaths, because we who confess Christ, well, doth a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water, as James says in chapter 3, verse 11. Be mindful of what was done in Leviticus 24:10-16, that when an individual blasphemed the name of God, that person was put to death. We're not put to death that way today, but make no mistake about it. We are still very much accountable to what we say, because out of the wellspring of the heart, the mouth speaks. So walk with the King today. Speak that which is good and noble and true, and be a blessing.